Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It's just time now.
I just got taught by Brady on Donnie Iris knowledge.
For some reason we went on a Boston thing. What does Donnie Iris have to do with Boston, by the way? I don't know.
It was Brady water skiing.
Water skiing my freshman year. One guy on the boat, he was cranking the Boston album, and then he had the other song by Donnie Iris, Aaliyah. Yeah,
Aaliyah was great. Yeah. I never heard the other one, Brady.
Sorry. Love is like a rock.
Is this a thing that's going to result in you getting some money from the Boy Scouts? What are you talking about?
You start to remember stuff.
With the teacher.
Yeah, that was not that weird teacher that used to take the kids out?
No, I had a buddy that had a ski boat.
A pal?
A pal.
All right. We all know what that's about.
A couple of friends were ankles, so, man.
Yeah, I bet. Don't get cool now.
Bruh.
It's time for the Brady Report, which is brought to you by our friends at Hooters, Bud Light and Michelob Ultra. It's Tuesday, and you can head to Hooters for our beers of the month, Mick Ultra Draft and Stella Artois. That's what they're doing right now, so you head on over there. You get great deals on that, plus you get the wings, and you can watch. I'm going to miss Tuesday Night Football. We had Tuesday Night Football last week. We don't have anything.
Yeah, it's weird. We had Tuesday Football bachelor. 2 weeks in a row.
Go to the Hooters. Well, you know what I should start doing? Well, it's COVID. Can't do it. I was going to say we could have bachelor parties at the at the Hooters. Viewing parties, not real bachelor parties. Bachelorette. Exciting. Brady's hooked.
Is that tonight?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tonight. Guys, get on that. A lot of drama coming your way. Tonight's episode.
I'm a little upset.
Why?
I thought it was going to be a huge explosion.
They set it up.
I know.
I'm excited. A week's passed, and I've got my I'm juiced up again. Did you watch Dancing with the Stars last night? The game was terrible. Flipped over to that. It was pretty good. That Tyra Banks can't host her way out of a paper bag, though. She's terrible.
Doesn't she keep eliminating the wrong contestants
something? She, like, whoever's talking to her in her ear is, like, abruptly saying, enough, Tyra, move on. Because she just stops doing stuff. Like, all right, we're going to find out. We'll go to the break. We'll be right back. And it's like, oh, clearly somebody is whispering to you, Tyra.
Didn't she have another show that
America's Next Top Model. And she didn't have to do much but sit behind a desk and go, and this was exactly how she did it. Let's find out who will be America's Next Top Model. Because she always whispered the last two words. Right. It drove me nuts. But then she'd yell at everybody about being fierce. That was the whole show. Now she's actually got to get you from A to B. That show was taped. This is live. And she'd be like, AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys just did his dance. AJ, how do you feel about that? Well, you know, I really... Oh, you know what? We're out of time. We'll be right back. We'll find out if AJ's safe after this. Like, wow, you're blowing it. Yeah, she's bad, but the show's pretty fun. Vernon Davis got eliminated last night, former Denver Bronco. And Megan goes,
oh, I liked him. He was sweet.
And I'm like, bah, that Denver Bronco. I hope his car crashes on the way out of the studio.
Was he an annoying player?
No, he was just a Denver Bronco.
But he doesn't wreck towels.
He was not a Steeler. Yeah. So.
The RBOs.
Yeah. I have to also say thanks to the people over there at Old Soul Lumber, because that's the shirt I used as my rag up there for the VRBO. And my buddy Rick heard it, and he goes, hey, if you keep talking about us, we'll keep you deep in those Jack Rag shirts. So I should be getting a bundle of the Old Soul Lumber Brothers Woodwork Shop. They do great stuff, by the way. Rick built my pool table, and it's beautiful. But they're really good at what they do, and their shirts are unmatched in absorption and quality. That's
that
Old
great
Soul Lumber.
Boys.
Great for staining.
Yeah, because I was throwing my Old Soul Lumber all over that. It's toweling off the lumber with the lumber shirt. But thank you for that. And they're going to evidently get me a couple new shirts. Rick said he'll wander over and drop them off. Anyway, Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Day on Writing.
Huh?
National Day on Writing.
Anybody following that?
No. Celebrate
of writing?
No, it says Day on Writing.
Is day on one word and I'm just not understanding it? Is
no,
day on
I
writing?
Guess you observe other people's writings and
I don't think
celebrate it.
You're pulling this out of your ass.
Or start writing day on yourself. Writing.
It's National Day on Writing today. 10-20-2020. And then you just start writing stuff. History of the National Day on Writing.
Initiative of the National Council of Teachers of English, built on the premise that writing is critical to literacy but needs greater attention and celebration.
Oh.
Yeah. Start writing.
So actually pen to paper.
Yeah.
That's what this is. Pen to paper day.
It's 2020. Who does that anymore?
I love it. My hand hurts, though.
You know what? My kid's getting into it now, too. He likes writing stuff a little bit better.
I write most things by hand.
It's like a hipster drinking PBR, probably.
It is a little bit like that. It's got some
calligraphy
of that,
pens.
That throwback quality to the good old days of 2009, Jeremy. I remember back when we used to have to actually write stuff down, like cave drawings.
Nothing better than picking up that Mont Blanc and just start writing stuff.
Yeah, you get
stuff.
A good pen and start flowing. I like writing, but my hands don't work like they used to. My hand hurts after about 4 lines of writing.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. You can send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, even a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box.
Yeah,
you just have to put enough postage on it and address it.
And you can write on the
label.
Brick.
Yeah.
What was it? A pineapple? A coconut?
A coconut, a potato.
Potato.
Sombrero. A brick. Inflated beach ball, frisbee, and a pillow, I guess. I wonder if that's how the guy from MyPillow does it.
I don't
send it out.
Just if a pillow just showed up on my doorstep, it would be thrown away immediately. Oh, speaking of throwing things away, again, as 2019 was my year of being correct, and 2020 is the year of showing you that, hand sanitizer, staying away from other people, not being social, hating general folk, My fight against recycling. Have you seen the new commercials for recycling? So I've been saying for years that, A, they never showed us how to do it. B, it's been a scam the whole time. C, there's no special recycling place for any of this stuff to go. And I had a guy call me email me and tell me, he goes, dude, you couldn't be more right. I work down there. The same garbage that goes in the bins for non-recycling goes pretty much down the same path. I have a couple people trying to siphon out the best
they can.
But here's the thing. Did you know? This is one thing nobody ever knows. Plastic water bottles can't have the cap on them.
What?
No,
I didn't know that.
Cannot do that. Can't
do that.
A pizza box that has
no
had,
caps on anything.
Yeah, no caps on
anything.
Really? Wait until you hear all the rest. Because they're finally starting to go like, all right, you're on to us. And the whole commercial should say, thanks a lot, Holmberg. We had a good thing going. Pizza box that's had pizza in it is
any
no longer recyclable.
Grease.
Any pizza
at
all.
Any food residue. Yeah. You have to rinse out bottles.
All the bottles have to be rinsed out. If there's anything in it, it's ruined.
Labels off.
Labels off. Nobody's recycled correctly at all. They've fooled us for years with the blue bin thinking we're doing our part. There's also like the boxes can't have like those little weird cooks. Like if you get a box and you break it down, it's got a little wire or something, and it's done.
Envelopes.
Like the little staples and stuff like that on the bottom.
And all of it's gone. And the stuff you have to do to clean out all the things you're supposed to recycle. There can't be any food left and any remnants of it at all. Or they'd have to have like 3,000 people working at the recycling center to clean up all the recycling. So it's not even happening.
If people would just do what our family does every Sunday, spend 5 hours and just sort through
right,
it properly,
sort through. Yeah.
So
right.
Worth it.
Not happening.
So all the recycling that you're doing, all the water you're wasting cleaning out these glass bottles and stuff, you're just.
Brett Festley, everybody. Brett Festley understands. You get it.
Unbelievable. I had no idea.
And that's why a few months ago when I celebrated with Jill Short, who's big in recycling, and every time I talk to her, I go down and throw a soda can into her non-recycling thing. And then she goes, ugh. And she reaches in and gets it. And I'm like, both of them go to the same place. I said, stay here once for our cleaning crew and watch what they do with all your blue bins and your black bins. Because they dump them into the same thing and then they leave.
Well, they actually go through the cans trucks. And steal them.
Oh, they
steal
them.
The cans.
Oh,
yeah,
they're recycling those
on the overnights.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take aluminum.
Right.
But that's about it.
Well, look at all our blue cans throughout the building. There's no recycling in them. Everybody's throwing pop cans.
That's
me.
That's my fault.
The only one in the kitchen potato is chips. The only one because that has a lid on it.
Yeah, that's
people
true.
People actually
that's
have
true.
To make an effort to put something in there.
I, for the last 7 years, since that dumb old lady dunked her head into my recycling bin, have placed all of my dog's feces into that bin. Because if you've got the balls to wander by my house and open my trash to see if I'm doing it right, you're getting a surprise.
Yeah, but she's not doing it. That's my only problem
with
that.
She is doing it. She did it.
No. She's not the recycling person. She's not the one that has to go through that. So you're not getting back at her.
I am, Richard.
No, you're not.
I don't care. I don't know the other person.
He feels
I've
better
seen
about
this
it.
One. I feel
she
better
feels
about
better
it.
About it. But he's not doing anything to her, which should be the point.
Yeah. What do you care?
He's fine with the collateral damage of the recycling guy.
What? Yeah. It's just imagine that it's Boston and they're on the line.
Right, you swung me.
You're not recycling Boston?
Because here's the thing. Nobody down there is doing that job. All the garbage goes into the same place. Remember when Surprise?
Do you have two trucks?
Yeah.
Go by?
One costs $27 a month.
I know. And then, but because I was wondering, there's some areas, you know, most
two
commercial
trucks.
Stuff.
What do you mean, two trucks?
Like a recycling truck.
You get a recycling truck and another truck.
You have the yard waste truck.
Look, it's an employment program. It started a whole new wing of hiring. So they can go and say, hey, we get more people picking up that, which is fine. That's great. But it is, don't fool me into thinking it's anything but that. And also, the fun part about it is, what was it, Surprise a year ago basically said, this has always been a scam. If you want to do it on your own, it's $27 a month.
Buckeye Surprise.
One of the West cities. And they're just basically like, we're not doing it anymore. If you want to do it, we'll charge you $27 extra a month. Do it right and we'll help you out. But otherwise, we're killing the whole program because it's pointless.
Are you telling me there's actually shenanigans going on in the waste
shenanigans
management
shenanigans in waste management,
no,
Italian guy.
I don't
guy.
Believe
That's
that.
That's right.
I don't believe it.
No, we've been running things a little different around here. Tell you what, we'll just stop the recycling thing. We'll just go back to trash because that's what we've been doing the whole time.
It's ridiculous. So now the new commercial comes on and goes, don't forget to wash out and then break down and do that. And if it's ever had any of this and it can't go, and the caps have to come off, those aren't recycled. It's ridiculous. The commercial is ridiculous and nobody's going to do it.
They're plastic caps, though. I can't see
You'd
why they're not
figure they
recyclable.
Just make those recyclable. It's all a big scam. Yeah. We're all getting hammered on this thing.
I just pour paint over all of it.
I've put paint cans in there. I had some paint in the garage I had to get rid of. I'm like, well, this blue bin's empty. So
wait a minute. Like spray cans, you can't put them in there?
No.
No.
Spray
God,
paint
no.
cans?
You got to deliver that to the paint drop-off.
Spray paint cans when it's empty.
Yeah, everybody does that.
Do they? I don't. Right in that blue bin. I've got paint in the blue bin from
You're
when they turned it
You're
getting
away with it, you.
I am. I'm getting away with it because I don't care. Dangerous. I woke up feeling dangerous like
then
Baker Mayfield.
You know what they're going to do to you? Why would you pay for the can then?
You can't. Yeah, you just get it. It's
automatic. You're paying for it.
It's in there. I can't let go. I don't want the recycling service anymore. They cancel
the
whole damn thing.
Creating jobs.
We got three cans, actually.
Yeah.
The way
we're getting
yard
waste
and,
too.
Yeah.
Really? Early on in the pandemic in Mesa, they were like, hey, keep putting it in the blue bin. They're like, but we're only sending one truck around. It's all going. We're shutting it down. There's no workers there, so just whatever.
Brett makes a good point. Washing it all out is wasting water.
And we live in the desert.
Nobody's going to sort out that recycling the way they want you to.
You do it with your spit anyway.
If you've touched it, it's no longer recyclable. What? Well, how in the world do I? You can't put wear your rubber gloves, which are not recyclable.
It's got fingerprints
it's
on
great.
It.
Watch the commercial. And I know I'm exaggerating it a little bit, but watch the commercial. That's what it says here. It says, yeah, Surprises the city. They are done. It's gone. You have two bins for trash out here. One is blue. They just scoop up that blue one and throw it in the same truck.
Yeah, no need to put out new cans.
Yeah, and this guy said, you're 100% right. The day I stopped recycling was the day I physically watched the same trash truck leave the neighborhood, make a U-turn, and come back and pick up the blue ones.
The guy, the driver didn't even try.
Think of the expense. If people are – oh, and you're not allowed to bag it either. That's another thing. It can't
garbage
be in a trash
bags
bag.
Are not recyclable.
See, the only thing I heard though is shredded paper, like when you got the big paper shredder at the house, they'll accept that in a bag in the recycling bin, but that's it.
Depends on the bag.
Cuz they don't want it flying all over.
Right, right.
Yeah. Depends on the bag too. And you know why they said that? It's like, we don't want that crap flying all over. Put it in the bag. It's all going in the trash anyway. We've been duping you. And it's fine. It keeps people employed, and that's good. So, but don't throw that commercial out and act like we're doing the job and then tell me, oh, it's still working because the recycling thing is just ridiculous. Like that you would have to have so many people standing there sorting out and taking caps off bottles and doing all that stuff. You grab the cardboard. You do the best you can.
Here's a little fun fact for you.
You're getting the poop off of mine. There's loads. I got five dogs, and that thing is full. And just for that dumb old lady's nose,
let's just take a look in here and see if he's recycling. Oh, God.
She had the nerve to tell me,
you can't put pizza boxes in here, and you're doing a paint can.
Was she looking for cans?
No, she was making sure I was doing
that. You're doing it right.
Okay. She was on some neighborhood
watch
thing. And I said, hey, keep your nose out of my garbage.
Well, you got to recycle better.
I don't have to do anything, lady, and watch this. Come back next week and see if I'm doing a better job. And it was just filled. And then I put water in the bottom of the thing because it makes a better smell. So if you put water in the bottom and then poop on that.
Hopefully it was summertime.
Let it cook. It was March, April. Mm. It was hot. It was hot enough to make that stink.
And put about 30 mouse traps in there.
Yeah, and I hope old Glad. Well, she wasn't climbing in it. That would have been a waste of time.
You're like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
She stuck her head in there, Thomas? And sifted through it.
She's dumping her head all the way down to where mouse traps would sit. I'd have to have hovering mouse traps for this to work. You invent the hovering mouse trap, and then I'm in on your game. But this is silly what you're talking about. He's right. It's Tom and Jerry stuff.
Should have dropped an anvil on her.
No, Brady. Anyway, don't recycle. It's a waste. If you're going to do it, take it down yourself to the recycling plant if you're really serious about it. But nobody is. Even Jill downstairs who argues with me, I'm like, you don't really care about recycling.
I do too.
Well, then do it right and take it down to the recycling center yourself.
Well, that would be really hard.
Oh, you're into convenience. I see.
Yeah, most of the people think they are that would have right. 30 violations in a can.
Oh, nobody's done it right once.
Your favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys, were the first NFL team to make nachos popular in their stadium.
Really?
Howard Cosell ate them, talked about them during the Monday Night Football game in 1978.
And then he said...
Before the rest of the NFL really got on board.
And then he said
nachos.
This, after he ate the nachos.
Yes. He and OJ shared the nachos.
Bruno, thank you, Howard. These are delicious nachos. This should keep me cool for a couple of minutes before I go out and kill my wife.
A fine man hasn't killed anyone as of yet.
That could change any day now, Howard.
It could always change. A man can lose his temper.
And kill a white woman.
Or whatever.
I like this last one. It's a little follow-up because we are in the Halloween season. But the African country, Swaziland, has a law that bans witches from flying their broomsticks higher than 500 feet in the air.
Oh, thank God.
Well, Toledo's ex can't be in Swaziland. I love Dawn. I want her to come back.
Can you guys?
Where'd she go?
I don't know. I just want her to hang around some more.
To me? No, you don't want her to
No, I don't want you two together. I don't want you two together. Well, now that your other, yesterday we discovered.
Sister wives.
Yeah. Oh, would you sister wife with her?
No. God, no.
Because your current one is going to get executed, according to the news. The Lisa Montgomery that kind of looks like her cut out somebody's fetus and raised it as her own.
She's always been mild-mannered. Now I know why.
Yeah, well, because she's hiding from the law. She can't make too big a stink. By the way, get me the OJ tweet.
I got it.
Oh, you do? Yeah. This is O.J. Simpson about Jeffrey Toobin. I'm all over the road today, but I don't care. This is hilarious. O.J. talking about Jeffrey Toobin masturbating on a Zoom call. O.J. is the authority.
Hello, damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
That's all he's got. But he felt the need to let America and the world know.
OJ's got to say something about this. Damn.
All right, I got to get that drop for you.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin.
You've been put on blast.
Here it is one more time.
OJ, you're worse than OJ, Jeffrey Toobin, according to OJ.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin.
OJ's just watching Fox at his house. I love it. The world has just gone off the rails.
The Tennessee Volunteers got blown out in college football this weekend by the Kentucky Wildcats. But there's a guy that may have been a little more upset than the average fan. This Tennessee fan called into a sports talk radio after the show, shared his story. I did something today that I've never done before. I messed up and I threw my beer bottle through the window and my wife left me.
Whoa. She's got an itchy trigger finger.
I don't even drink. I had two beers. I wasn't even drunk. And when his wife told him she was leaving to stay at her mom's for a while, he tried to get her back to stay by apologizing.
Wait, he threw the bottle first and then she left?
After Tennessee lost. Yeah, right. And he
chucked the bottle.
Yep.
She's like, that's enough.
You're taking this crazy. Way too serious.
And she left him because Tennessee lost, because he supports losers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately for him, she still blamed him for the broken window and left.
She didn't want to be there
yeah.
at all. She was looking for a way out, and he gave it. Man, throw that bottle through a window.
I've got a couple of wild American
that
stories.
That seems forgivable.
Yeah, your wife leaves you because you threw a bottle?
She was looking to go.
Yeah. She wanted no part of that.
I mean, you really, that's overdoing it, but you shouldn't get divorced over like a Kentucky victory.
Unless she
victory.
Was a big drinker, because he says he doesn't
drink.
Oh,
it could have been her bottle.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, wasting good booze.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead. What?
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. There's a 38-year-old guy who lives in a mobile home in Benton County, Washington. And on Sunday morning, he got upset at a family of raccoons who were living under his trailer. Easy, Brett.
I didn't say
anything. So I went to scare them away.
Everybody looked at Brett.
Brett was going to sneeze.
You cannot hold it.
Yes, I can.
All right, everybody calm down. Just let Brady finish the story.
So I went to scare them away, but somehow in the process, he knocked over a lit candle, set the entire trailer on fire. Fortunately, no one was hurt. But his trailer was completely destroyed. There's no word on whether the raccoons have relocated. Because if they have,
reassembled,
mission accomplished.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Trailer parks go
there
up.
There's a picture of the trailer.
They're constantly going up in flames. I don't know how that's even news anymore. How is it like trailer park fell apart? Of course it did.
It's just a feature of the home.
Right. Eventually it disintegrates via fire, wind, rain. They all go away.
You know, and majority of them, for some reason, don't even get a battery-powered light outside. It's always a lit candle.
Right.
We have candles lit.
That's a good point. You should
batteries
know,
are yeah. expensive.
You should know yes. to not light fire.
Yeah, but you only get so many hours out of a candle, too. Candles burn faster. Yeah. Maybe it is cheaper in the long run, but danger.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think they're burning any Yankee candles at 30 right. bucks a pop.
By the way, Jeremy sent me a picture of a guy who'd shoved an entire glass Yankee candle up his ass, and he showed me the x-ray of that. It's impressive.
Caps on and off.
Yeah, he kept the cap on.
What was the scent?
And you could tell it was a used candle.
Yeah, it had been burned.
Cinnamon bun? What was it?
I'll show you.
With the cap on?
Cap was on.
I can't recycle that.
It's awful.
He was trying to.
Oh, that's the foot. You're sending me too many, Jeremy. I have so many
buried.
Horrific photos that Jeremy sends me from this. Here we go. Look at this. Yeah, cap on, Yankee candle. And it had been burned.
And like, wick is burning.
All that it is on fire. It's burning. Holy cow, I didn't notice that.
Well,
one.
He had to get that in quickly.
It's got to get warm.
There's got to be some glue on that cap. But that's an impressive Trump country moment right there.
And can you fit a Yankee candle up your ass?
Well, it depends on the weekend, but like maybe after a night with a Marine.
So you gotta gape.
Right, if I'm gaping, candles go.
Which happens first?
Well, it's like just loosening it up for a little bit and then the candle slides right in.
You prefer it hot and lit?
Who doesn't?
Alright, I'll call you back in an hour.
You're on Trump Country 2020.
Smells like gingerbread back here.
Yeah, that's it. It's to get the fumes out.
Sugar cookies.
Fumigate it. Mmm, that's fresh linen.
The Florida fish.
He puts a candle in his ass to get rid of the smell. That's impressive. That didn't just pop in. There's a lot
of million to one shot, Doc. It was a million to one shot.
There's a lot of work going with twisting and pushing and sitting. Brett's passed out.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission
wrapped
up a 19-month investigation yesterday into, you ready for this, the $1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring. Seven guys in a rural part of Florida who are trapping flying squirrels, which is illegal because they're a protected species in the state.
Sure, because of the cartoon.
They would sell them to dealers in Florida and Georgia. Wow. Right. And they would find buyers in South Korea.
This crew rolls up to your door.
There's the crew.
What the hell?
Those are the guys that are stealing squirrels?
Listen, they're missing I got three a deal of the dwarves. For you.
By the way, the second one is the guy who calls Ian.
I was going to say, they're all Trump country listeners.
That's there, yeah.
The first guy, too. The guy on the left is the first guy that called Ian.
I call you up all the time, Ian. Me and my boys are stealing some flying squirrels. We had some questions about your butthole.
This is the worst Fast and the Furious premise I've ever seen.
Only difference is that first guy's a little more gummy than the second guy.
Oh, there's a lot of gummy.
36,000 flying squirrels.
Is that a fact?
And the value is that why they're endangered $1 million?
Yeah. How endangered can they be?
$1 million for 37,000?
36,000.
36,000.
You've given them an extra 1,000.
Sorry.
Yeah, how endangered are they if they can capture 36,000?
They're protected.
Oh. They're not endangered.
That's different.
They're not allowed to touch them.
That's $27.77 a squirrel.
Per squirrel. Yep. Living or dead?
They want them alive.
They want them alive. That's right.
You know how many cases of Natty Light I can get with that?
Hey, Ian, my uncle, my other uncle, and my brother uncle are starting a circus of flying squirrels. Would you be interested in seeing that on the radio?
I don't think you understand the concept.
Maybe I do.
And that's your wild America.
The guy on the left is missing his top teeth for
they're
sure.
They're all – look, that is not going to
– You think they got a full set amongst all four?
Come on. They spent their days in the Everglades trapping squirrels.
Hold on a second. Jeremy's
they're
got
not
a good,
making any money.
Good
they
question.
Send it to the guys that sell it.
Old Jer wonders if there's 32 teeth among those four people.
This guy's got the most complete set, bottom right.
You think I think his beard fools
Keanu
you.
Reeves.
Nope. I think
you think that's Keanu Reeves if he was inbred?
His brother.
Well, you
his
can,
inbred.
If you look,
brother.
Let me see if I can zoom in here. The guy in the middle, you can see he's missing teeth already.
Right up front.
You can tell.
It's the world's worst hockey team.
Retarded Lars Ulrich right there.
I don't think you can say that word, Brett.
That's right.
What, Lars or?
Retard Ulrich, we call him.
Yeah, it's a great picture, though.
Hey, I got an idea. You guys be up for stealing flying squirrels, starting us a circus? Well, hell yeah, I'm up for that. We got nothing else to do.
Hell yeah.
Blow these goddamn...
You had me at squirrel.
Blow these goddamn candles out and let's get out there.
Take one with us.
Hey, where's my cotton one?
Oops.
Don't worry about it. I just can't be jarred around very hard. Don't tackle me.
They've taken the monkeys flying out of your butt to another
That's
level
right.
squirrels now.
Well, it's much more pleasant.
Yeah. About a little over 8 years ago, a Dutchman identified only as Richard suffered a brain injury caused by oxygen deprivation after choking on food. And according to the doctors that diagnosed him, the guy, since he had that, he is now in a wheelchair and he's mute, can't speak. He doesn't sleep too much either over this time, so they've been trying everything to try to get him. So he's completely silent.
He went
been that way for 8 years.
Because of what?
Oxygen deprivation by choking on food.
Oh. That'll happen.
So
why
they feed him, let's try to get him some sleep, take some Ambien. In the Ambien, basically, he started talking first time. And what was the first thing out of his mouth? Go get me some fast food!
He wanted a snack.
Because they've been feeding him through a tube. And,
oh, wow. So he's better?
Well, when they pop in the sleeping pill, it's good for about 2 hours. And then he started going on talking about, I want to reach people, my father, want to talk to other relatives. Then he's mute again.
Yeah, he was better once he had a Big Mac.
He had a Big Mac and it fixed it.
So they're trying to work on it. How can we make this back full time? He even got up out of his chair, too.
Wow.
Started doing a brief little walking.
So he's just got to pop a bunch of Ambien every day?
Yeah.
Drugs fix everything. We know that. We're Americans. Richard the Dutchman. Dick the Dutchman.
Vivian Millie Bailey, 102 years old. took something off her bucket list. Ugh. Skydiving.
Wiping herself.
You want to see some flapping pot sticker skin.
What?
Her forehead is flapping on
this. Because their skin's loose like a pot sticker. Every few years, we do a story about somebody who throws an old person out of a plane.
World War II veteran.
Ah! She is?
Yeah.
Then she's done it before.
Which side, Brady?
America.
Good. She weren't fighting for the
If she axis. Gets going too fast, we'll just rip her skin.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
it's
like
just,
a flag.
Like an old tattered sweater.
It's like old glory.
Our flag out there.
Yeah, like our flag gets one storm, it's torn up.
Do you have to dispose of her the same way as a flag when it gets torn?
Yeah, you got to burn her up.
Ceremony.
At the you got to take her to the VFW.
Now, careful with the World War II references there, too. Yeah, she was
side,
a veteran.
Your side lost.
No, not even that.
He's still bitter about that loss. Yeah.
Let's not talk about World War II so much. It's still a little bit of a sore spot for us.
Still counting the votes.
Yeah. It's a mail-in ballot. We might have gotten this one.
Wow. And I've got one real quick radio video. It's I titled it the Drifting Event from Hell.
Grifting?
Drifting.
Oh, drifting.
It's a car drifting event.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy gets a little too close to the car.
Oh, and he hits
from,
people.
This is from warning.
This was going on when I was at Metro Center when they were closing that dump.
Yeah.
And they were doing this hundreds
of
people.
I've seen this is good.
Oh, this is not going to be good. So there's no.
It is.
Oh, he's dead and gone,
there's
right?
Sound. Oh, there is sound.
I have no follow up on this, John, but I don't think.
What's he doing? Why is he walking?
I think his hips are toast.
His hips, his spine,
his face,
his legs.
Oh, I just can't watch that over and over enough.
His shoulder.
Please stop playing that.
No, one more time.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
You don't have a follow-up on this?
No.
Why is it on Instagram?
Oh, I got a
doing?
Follow-up. He is dead.
He's dead. Thank you, Jeremy. Dr. Jeremy has spoken. He's right. The follow-up just came in.
If you
in.
Look close enough, there's a Yankee candle that comes just spitting out.
Oh, my God. Who sent you that? Your horrible friend? Good. You
got
to stop talking to this guy.
You realize that guy's got,
he's the devil.
Mental problem.
Your friend is the devil, Brady. And he's not for you. You're the religious one. You're being
I
tested.
I can't help it.
No, you can. You just get off the grams. What is wrong with
Tell
you?
Tell them you need a confirmation of survival before any videos are sent.
That's a good one. You're right.
I just got ragdolled. Oh, that was horrible.
Over and over. Chris Taylor, I got to hand it to you. He just, he didn't do this. Somebody else says it. Sent me the clip. The headline of OJ's thing is OJ Simpson takes a stab at humor after Jeffrey Toobin masturbation.
I think we'll take a stab at stand-up comedy.
Damn,
Jeffrey Toobin. Now, I've stroked some things before, like a very sharp blade across a woman's throat.
My God.
You should see what I do during Zoom calls.
Man, I've done some horrible things in my life, Jeffrey Toobin, but never ever have I jerked off on a Zoom call. That's uncalled for. That's uncouth. Now let's just run down the list of horrible things a man can do. Number one, of course, Zoom call masturbation. Number two, chopping a woman's head off. Number three, accidentally killing a waiter who happened to stumble across you, chopping the head off. And number four, not getting traded from the Bills earlier to get myself a championship. I got no rings.
And not necessarily in that order.
Oh, no, in that order, bro. One is the jerking off on TV. Two, making a woman's head a bowling ball. And then, well, you know, various things here and there. Walking in somebody's yard on Halloween. Stay off my grass. Or else.
I still, if I had the Twitter, he's the only one I'd follow. That's it. The only one I care about.
Maybe OJ this year will do his top 10 Christmas gifts.
Just doing a cutlery, towels,
Ginsu,
shop towels, a good hose, a lawyer,
bleach,
gloves,
bleach, gloves,
Bronco,
the new Broncos,
and a new set of gloves.
He's gonna get a new Bronco. The fact that they were gonna release it on his birthday is still the greatest gaffe of 2020, and that's saying something. When Ford said, coming July 12th, 2020, the announcement.
Well, that's my birthday. I wonder what Ford will announce.
The all-new Bronco is back.
Oh, for me.
They got to make him the spokesperson.
Oh, he has to be. Has to be. It is a good-looking car. And OJ is innocent. Or not guilty. One of the two. Anyway, there you go. We got Bert Kreischer coming in just a few seconds. We're going to talk to him on the phone about his new show, The Cabin. It's on Netflix, right?
Series, yep.
My Netflix series where he goes up and does stuff in the cabin. We'll talk to Bert in just a little bit. There goes your Brady Report. It's 90 at KUPD.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.